Hey people, are you in the market for a very cool and original pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better on the planet. They have everything you could possibly want, from the vintage stuff that we all adore. They have modern-day interpretations of the original stuff. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the U.S. for a limited time, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I review the Tudor Black Bay Red, which I think is a very, very underrated watch, especially the one on the bracelet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey watch fans, I'm Amit Dave Honda and welcome to the show. I hope you all had an amazing Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. I actually got in the pool this weekend, which was a very unusual thing for me. Super happy, just tons of fun, good food, good people. There was definitely some day drinking involved, but don't hold that against me. Anyway, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the Tudor Black Bay Red on a bracelet. So this is really a vintage watch that's been executed in a modern day way. You know, it was funny, a few months ago, I really wanted this watch on a strap. I know a lot of people who have it. I think it's a home run for $3,100. You can't go wrong. You know, Tudor is basically more, they have their own identity. They're owned by Rolex. It's a subsidiary brand. They use ETA movements in a lot of their watches, although this Basel World, they totally rocked the entire world and shook the foundation when they released their new movement, their new in-house movement. But the Tudor Black Bay Red has an ETA movement that's been designed for Tudor, and it's really reliable and robust movement. But I really wasn't, you know, like in my mind, as much as I wanted the strap, I always have wanted a watch on a bracelet. I haven't worn a watch on a bracelet for 15 years. And I've heard some mixed reviews from people who own the one on a bracelet. I've also heard some reviews from people who don't own the bracelet, whose interpretation was, oh, it's just a cheap sort of knockoff of an Oyster bracelet. And I pulled the trigger finally a few weeks ago, and I bought myself a Tudor Black Bay Red on a bracelet. And I've been wearing it now for a few weeks. And the retail of this watch is $3,425. And let me tell you, people, I mean, yes, I'm in shell shock. I normally wear a 47mm Panerai 372 or a 46mm Kingsley watch as my go-to everyday watches. This is a 41mm watch. I was blown away with the construction, the quality, the design, the Oyster style bracelet, and the clasp and everything. It's all brushed. It's really well made. It's really solid. I mean, what they've essentially done is they've made the bracelet look very reminiscent of an Oyster bracelet that you would find, let's say, on an older Datejust, but they've made it solid. There's weight to it. The bracelet's awesome. The actual clasp, it's, you know, you can listen. It's at the end of the day, it's a Rolex product, but it's not a Rolex. It has its own autonomy. It got its own individual design, its own individual characteristics, its own originality. And that's what's amazing about Tudor to me, is that they can really experiment, with Tudor to just, in a way, to test the market, to see what the reaction is. And the Black Bay Red's done really, really well for them. It's extremely legible, clean, understated. I love the fact that it has so much symmetry. I'm not a fan of watches that have dates. This one doesn't have a date. It goes back to that, you know, original sort of design language. I mean, you know, yes, it's very reminiscent of a Submariner. It has that sort of faux patina on the dial. It has even the, you know, hour indices are dots, much like a Submariner. And there's actually regular marker indices at the 3, 6, and 9 o'clock position. It's just a very, very timeless aesthetic. You know, my friend, one of my friends who's a massive watch collector who I've interviewed on my podcast before, I was gonna actually buy myself a vintage Tudor. And he was like, why don't you just get the Black Bay? You know, he owns the one on the strap, the Black Bay red on a brown distressed leather strap, which is a really, really cool looking watch. But I don't know. I like the Oyster style bracelet. I think it's a very iconic look. It's very tool watchy, which is what Rolex is known for. And, you know, again, Tudor having its own identity. You can tell a lot of things are uniquely just Tudor. The crown has its own sort of look to it. It doesn't look like the Rolex crown at all. You know, their second hand doesn't look like a Rolex second hand. Their hands don't look like Rolex hands. I mean, you can again see the influence, the indices as well, they're applied markers, and that's really a high quality thing that you get in watches that are much more expensive. It feels good. The weight is perfect. It's brushed, throughout the entire watch, except for the sides of the case, much like a Rolex. The clasp is a piece of engineering art. I mean, it's probably not as thick as the Rolex clasp, the new Rolex style clasps on the Oyster bracelets. But again, it's got its own autonomy. It's unique. It doesn't have any unnecessary writing on the actual, you know, clasp itself. But when you open it, the part that adjoins one side to the other, that definitely has some writing, but it's very subtle. It says Tudor on it, and it says a bunch of things, but it's subtle. It's not like in your face, and that's what I love about Tudor. I think it is a Rolex on a different day. A lot of people, you know, who are collectors of Rolexes and purists, when Tudor first came out, there, you know, relaunched in 2013, were like, oh, it's just riding on the coattails of Rolex, and it's just a little, you know, stepbrother of Rolex. Honestly, I'm in a lot of ways, as much as I'm a Rolex fan, and I will always be a Rolex fan, and they will always, you know, blow me away with whatever they do, in some way, shape, or form. I'm even more excited about Tudor. It's also very accessible. It's very affordable. It's very, you know, it's something that if you can't really dip your toe in Rolex territory for, you know, a Submariner for $85.50, you can have something unique, original, and similar in styling from a glance away for, you know, less than half the price. And to me, that's amazing. And the quality build is there, you know. The case back is solid. You know, it's got a great 38-hour power reserve on it. The bezel is this amazing crimson red color, and it's aluminum. You know, so it's just, you know, the crystal itself is almost, it's not a true dome or anything, but it definitely pops up beyond the bezel, and it kind of looks like they've managed to really make it look like an acrylic crystal, but it's 100% sapphire crystal, so it doesn't scratch either. It's very water resistant as well. So, you know, I mean, it has all the characteristics, even the around the actual indices and dots, or the markers, you know, it's piped with this beautiful sort of rose gold. I don't know if it's rose gold plated or rose gold, but it just makes it look really warm and rich and just really original. And the dial is like almost like a brownish, blackish sort of vintage faux patina, but it's not unnecessarily faux patina. You know, it's got its own character to it. And again, for the money at $3,425, there's nothing that even comes close to this in terms of a diver's watch. And what I also love about it is the presentation. I mean, you get it on the bracelet. You also get a really well-made NATO nylon top type strap with a you know, polished stainless steel Tudor buckle. You know, you get the 2-year international warranty that you would get when you buy a Rolex watch, you'd get with a Tudor watch. And it's just one of those things that it's a great travel watch. It's an amazing watch to wear on a regular basis. You can wear it with a suit. You can wear it with jeans. You know, it kind of flies under the radar. A lot of people have asked me, wow, I didn't know Rolex made a red bezel. But then they look at it carefully and they're like, oh, okay, it's definitely different. We can tell it's a little different. People who know watches know it's definitely different. It's definitely got its own character. And I love that about this watch. And, you know, I like to go for the underdog. I don't like going for the watch that everybody wants. I know everybody wants the brown distressed strap. And you know what? for about $300, I can buy the brown distressed strap, and for about $200 or $300, I can buy the buckle as well. So I can change the look of it whenever I want. That's what's also great about Tudor, the versatility. Just put on different straps and you have a totally different watch. But I highly recommend, if you've been on the fence about buying a, you know, a diver's watch and you want to spend like $4,000 and you want something really unique and awesome and nice and really well made and quality and a Rolex product nonetheless, made by Rolex in Switzerland in the Rolex factory. They have their own designated area for it. Buy a Tudor. Honestly, I'm a huge fan of Tudor. They also, the Black Bay also comes in a midnight blue color with a similar dial configuration, but you know, it's a midnight blue aluminum bezel, and you can get that also on a strap, midnight blue colored strap, leather strap. Again, $3,100 on the strap, $3,425 on the bracelet. It's that price point that we all have come to know and love. I think eventually, what's great about Tudor is they've shown us that, you know, they've already developed their own caliber movement for the new North Flag and the new Pelagos that are coming out later this year. I'm sure we're going to eventually see a new movement for this watch down the road. And what's nice is that it's not going to spike too much. We're not going to be outplayed if they come out with their own movement. At $3,100, I'm sure it will go to $3,400 or $3,500 for an in-house. And at $3,425 on a bracelet, I'm sure it will come to under $4,000 for, you know, an in-house movement in this watch at some point. But hey, I don't know what Tudor's plans are. I don't know what their price strategies are. I'm just excited. This is awesome. I actually look forward to wearing this every day, even though it's a smaller watch than I'm used to wearing. 41 millimeters, you know, I mean, I haven't worn a 41 millimeter or 40 millimeter watch really, probably for 15 or 20 years. And what's nice about it is I just love going out with it. I love wearing it with a suit. It just looks so great. It looks like a vintage watch, but I know that it has all the modern day technology behind it, and the refinement and the bracelet and the case, you know, and everything has been just executed so flawlessly. So anyway, those are my thoughts if you can't tell, I'm a huge fan, on the Tudor Black Bay Red on a bracelet. And also you can buy the Tudor Black Bay Midnight Blue on a bracelet, or you can buy them on straps. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you're looking for the best sunglasses in the world, vintage, you want to do restoration, you want modern day interpretations, you want prescription, they do it all. There's nothing to think about. Go to www.retrospects.com, or you can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase. And for a limited time, free shipping anywhere within the U.S. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please log on to my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. You can email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. And if you want to check me out on my Twitter and my Instagram, my handle is @AmitDaveHonda. You can see pictures of the coolest watches all over the world. You can go to my Facebook watch page, and don't forget to like it. If you want to be caught up with what's going on week after week in the watch industry, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll put the link below. It's a one-and-done process. Sign up once and you're done. If you don't have the time to commit to my blog daily, it's a great way of getting caught up at the end of the week. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.